In the news today, the Iraqi state television network, Iraqiya, reported late on Thursday that Nouri al-Maliki has relinquished the post of prime minister. Mr. Maliki said he would support the nomination of Haider al-Abadi to be the next prime minister. The news came shortly after Mr. Obama urged Iraqis to come together in support of Mr. Abadi's efforts to form a government. Mr. Obama also said the refugee situation on Mount Sinjar had greatly improved. Thousands of Yazidi refugees had fled to that area because of attacks by members of the Islamic State militant group. U.S. military and civilian advisors visited northern Iraq Wednesday. They informed the president that most Yazidi refugees had already left the mountain, and those who chose to stay were in good condition. But the president said the situation remains dire in other parts of Iraq. He said the U.S. would continue to work with its international partners to support Iraqis in the fight against the Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama has directed the Justice Department to investigate the shooting of Michael Brown, a black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri. The shooting resulted in a fourth straight night of protest. The protest turned violent Wednesday night when police fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and smoke bombs at the crowd. The United States top military officer, Martin Dempsey, is in Vietnam for talks with officials there about expanding defense ties. The increased cooperation comes as Vietnam is involved in a territorial dispute with China in the South China Sea. Trade between the U.S. and Vietnam started in 1995. However, the U.S. has continued with a 1975 ban on sales of weapons to Vietnam. Pope Francis said talk, not shows of force, will help bring peace to North and South Korea. He spoke at the start of a five-day visit to South Korea. Earlier Thursday, North Korea fired five missiles into the sea. And now, words in the news. Situation, noun, the way things are during a period of time. Expand, verb, to make larger, to grow larger. Crowd, noun, a large number of people gathered in one place. Cooperate, verb, to act or work together. Missile, noun, any weapon that can be thrown or fired through the air and explodes when it reaches its target. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.